This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, uncertainty. Let's say you run a company based in London, a company that depends on unfettered access to the European market for its very business model. Now what do you do? Justin Fitzpatrick co-founded and is the COO of one of those companies. It's an American financial tech startup in London called DoDill. It helps investors and businesses do their due diligence. Justin, welcome to the program.
Nice to speak with you.
Were you as caught unawares as apparently the rest of the planet was Friday morning?
You know, there were a few signs that things were kind of going perhaps in a way that we weren't expecting. But, you know, I think it's safe to say that there were a lot of surprised people on Friday morning, myself included.
So now what happens to you? You're an American living and working in London. You have a startup that deals across Europe. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, as a lot of people are saying, you know, the immediate forecast is kind of business as usual. Obviously, the events on Thursday and Friday inject a whole lot of uncertainty and volatility into the political and economic picture right now. But we're a business that has very strong fundamentals, and what we provide to our customers really is perfectly positioned to help them in times like this.
Okay, so I understand that as the public positioning of your company, but you can't tell me you're not worried that whenever this train gets started down the road, right, whenever the Article 50 thing gets triggered and whenever things start moving, you're not going to have to consider your options. What are some of those options?
You're absolutely right. I mean, when you look at what makes London a great place for financial technology startups like us, you know, it really comes down to access to talent, access to a large market, and a well-coordinated regulatory regime. So we're going to be doing what everybody else is doing and kind of continuing with our business here, but also thinking very carefully about how we make ourselves a much more international business. And that will include looking at options such as setting up a branch office in a jurisdiction where we know we'll be able to maintain access to the EU market.
So you could plan a weekend office space hunting trip to Hamburg, say?
Or Dublin or Berlin or Paris or any of the other places that, you know, we'll be looking to attract the next generation of technology entrepreneurs.
Right. Let me back you up for a minute and ask you about you thinking it's still business as usual. How can that
sure.
be how can that be true when arguably, you know, the biggest trading partner that the United States has and one of the key economic influences in the world is shambles is too strong, but it's in some trouble.
Yeah, look, again, I would kind of say that there are certain things that are within your control and things that aren't. So it's not going to be an easy road by any means, but, the world must go on. And as the British like to say, you know, keep calm and carry on.
Yeah. How's that working so far, man, right?
Well, I think this is it's definitely being put to the test right now. So,
Justin Fitzpatrick, we got him in London. He is the COO and co-founder of a company over there, an American startup called DoDill. Justin, thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Take care.